Good morning. Oh, it's so good to first time to be in the new house. Yeah, feels great. Well, you know, we're preparing for our VBS down in the Zona Maya. We hadn't had our VBS in almost 2 years because of current events we're all aware of. But we're going to do it this year in September, and we got a great team working down there right now. We're really excited to get things ready to roll for our VBS, and our VBSs are something else because we open them to the whole village, to the whole surrounding area, actually. So there's a lot of planning. We do it for 3 days. We should expect more than 100 kids, probably, maybe more, because we haven't had it in the last 2 years. And it's just awesome to see these kids coming out from different situations within the village, you know, with their families and everything, and come and receive Christ. And also, we feed them for 3 days. And it's not cookies and Kool-Aid. It's meals. A lot of them don't get good meals. But we feed them, and then we have a big closure on a Sunday night and invite the parents if they want to come. So I'm excited to hear what happened here with your VBS and our sister, what you've done. That's awesome, because you've got to get that generation. You have to get that generation. We have to bring the children to Christ. You know, since 24 years of marriage, 37 years of marriage, 24 years of ministry, the older you get, it starts to get confusing then. So we have our third generation of believers up in our ministry now. You say, what does that mean? I said, well, when we got there, started building the work, as men, women, families started coming to Christ, converting to the Lord, which they serve today, then their kids were little. They grew up in our VBSs. They grew up in the church that's there. And they convert and come to Christ. And I mean convert. Don't just show up to church and say, I'm a Christian. They convert to Christ. They are now adults, and they're having their kids. And they're about mid-age and up to teenager. And they're getting saved. That's three generations through the ministry that did not exist in that part of the world there in the Yucatan Peninsula of the Zona Maya, in that place in Flora, where Flora's from, in the village of Senor. There was no Christian work to speak of like this one. None. So it's a birthed work. It's an apostolic work. And we do minister it all over the Yucatan Peninsula with other native pastors that we have relationships with and other churches that have been established, which are flourishing. As you know, COVID and the pandemic and many other things going on in our world today has affected a lot of that, no matter where you're at. It's still there, and you know, right here, what I'm holding in my hand, is they can get access to the world and see the things that are happening. But I just want to say thank you, NEC, North Elevation Church, for supporting this work, supporting what we do, and every member here, you're a part of that, and you receive the blessing. It comes back both ways. So I asked the Lord, I said, okay, I've got something I want to share. I shared this at a church in Apollo Beach, Florida, and recently, a month ago, the Lord really downloaded some great truths in my heart, and write them down like the pen of a ready writer. I began to write this down, and it just flowed and flowed, and I've made a few little tweaks since then, since coming to becoming here, and the Lord just giving me more. So I hope you have ears to hear this morning. It was well received in Florida there, because we can all relate to what I'm about to say here, what the Lord wants us to hear this morning. I'm going to read off my notes on this iPhone, mobile like this. I don't have the iPad yet. I'll get there anyway. So bear with me. We use the microphone down there quite a bit. We don't have wireless. A lot of places we go and things like that, we're still catching up with the tech. But we're not customary with the microphone. So let's get into this. Thank you, Jesus. In our world and society today, as we all know, it seems as though we're in a constant state of what? Anxiety, crisis, and fear. You know, it's like it never ends. It's a never-ending thing. Excuse me, I'm going to get these on. Oh, yeah. That's better. That way. Okay. Without end. There's no breaks. There's nothing that seems like if something happened, you know, there was some space between things that would happen. But there didn't seem to be any space anymore. It's just one thing after another. And for many Christians, many believers, today, everywhere, it's a fight or flight issue, right? We either flight, that means we try to back away, we try to find a place, a security someplace where we can just kind of let it all pass by us, and or we fight, we get angry, we get upset. When we're faced with so many of these things in our life all around us. But you know, the Lord told me, you know, we need to reconcile these things with His Word. It says in God's Word to fear not. Is that correct? Fear not. That's hard. Don't be anxious for anything. In order for us to move forward, and that's my theme of the message this morning, for us to continue to move forward through these times that we're facing right now, that's what we have to do. And there's many things that I could bring to you that say, okay, this is what you got to do, this is what you got to do in God's Word. But the Lord told me forbearance. Forbearance. If we have it on the screen. Forbearance in Psalms 112:7. We must have forbearance. Okay? We will not fear bad news. Oh, yeah? We just got something the other day about Haiti and the earthquake. Fear. We will not fear bad news. His heart, the believer, is steadfast, trusting, confidently, relying on and believing in the Lord. Constantly trusting, confidently, relying on, believing. It's a continuous relationship. It's a continuous act of faith to believe. And in the times we live in, that God's got this. Okay? And we got to be steady. We got to be steady in order to move forward. So how do we do that? We've got to have forbearance. We got to trust the Lord. We can't become neurotic Christians. I told somebody, a neurotic Christian, he said, what's that? Neurotic. I said, well, let's check it out. Let's say a neurotic Christian is having excessive anxiety, worry, fear, anger, frustration, envy, guilt, and depression. Excessive, constant, always weighing us down. Any of us can relate to that? Sometimes we develop a mindset of continuous resentment towards what's happening around us in our world. Our perceptions of the world are either two things, hostile or friendly, or both. Which is yours today? Hostile? Friendly? Both? What we see, what impacts our lives? To be in a constant state of anxiety is a suffocating thing, right? Just suffocates you, envelops you, pulls you down. You're like, I'm going to get out of this. It's a sense that life or society is against you. But the Word says to be watchful, not fearful, to fear not. Faith in God's Word and promises broadens your perspective as you see hope in hopeless situations. And I was sharing this in Florida. There's a couple that have an outreach to the homeless. And she said, you know, talk about hopeless situations. And yet, we believe God can pull them out of hopeless situations just by giving them a meal and then telling them about Jesus. And they've seen miraculous changes. They've brought people to the church there that have been changed by that very approach. To have hope in hopeless situations. Walking out our faith in God's love. Because God's love is going to anchor that. Okay? Doubt and fear shrinks your ability to perceive and deal with life's problems and challenges rightly. So we can't deal with life through doubt and fear and then have it come out correct, come out in our favor. We've got to do this by faith and in love and in God's Word. Because it will shrink your perception. It will think that everything is unattainable, that it doesn't change, it doesn't matter, but it does. Because God's Word is sharpened a two-edged sword and pierces even unto the bone and marrow, into the soul and separation. I'm telling you, the Word's alive. You believe it, you operate in it, you're going to see the changes all around you. Life's problems and challenges, against God's Word, He is the answer. No matter what's happening in your life or in this world, we must possess a yes attitude, right? Flora and I, if we get on a plane like we did last November in the midst of COVID and God opened a window and he said, we need to get back. It's been over a year. We got to get back. We got back and you couldn't just imagine the response. Rory and Flora are back. There's hope. Things are going to change. It's going to get better. Things are going to happen better because they're here. Nobody's moving. Nobody's going in. But we had the opportunity. God sent us because he said, go. So we went. And then that 6 months was amazing. What happened there in that 6 months? Okay, it's about trust, remember, confidence, not doing anything foolish, but in faith, believing. Okay, we must possess a yes and believe attitude. I know in whom I have believed and have confidence, trust, and purpose. Out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth will speak. So we must renew our minds daily with the word, daily, with the continuing COVID-19 pandemic, records of people are suffering from depression in greater numbers than ever. I mean, it's like I get back here and it's, should I vaccinate? Should I not? Should I get the shot? Should I get the jab? And I thought, what's the difference? Even in that, that's stressful. I don't know whether to get that or not. To get a shot or get a jab? That's like, I thought jab was that little, what do you call that? That little app, Jib Jab. I said, I didn't got that app yet. So I don't believe, I've been on the field too long. You know, you come back here and you got to catch up. This constant bombardment of what to do or not to do plays havoc with our emotions and our physical bodies, right? It's not that bad things don't happen to us in this fallen world, but it's about replacing them. Now, here's a key. Here's a golden nugget. God gave this to me. He said, it's about replacing those things with renewed, redeemable thoughts and actions through God's word. Okay? I'll say that again. It's not that bad things don't happen to us in a fallen world, but it's about replacing those things, them in renewed, redeemable thoughts and actions through God's word. It's not wishful thinking. It's faith moving the natural into the supernatural realm of restored existence. Had somebody in Florida say, could you say that again? Tell me that again. What did you just say? Where'd you read that? I said, I didn't read that. God downloaded that in my spirit. Because when you think about it, I'll explain it to you. It's like moving the natural into the supernatural realm of restored existence. Jesus said, behold, all things are new. Now, back to that moving something in the supernatural realm and back into the our existence here in the natural. I want to give an example of that. It's more closer to home when I saw James and Charlotte and Rachel's here this morning. We got a phone call about a need for prayer, and it was about Rachel. She was in that accident. Well, Flora began to intercede, and she began to call things out that only the Spirit could have downloaded in her. And she began to pray a prayer that went into the heavenlies before God's throne. And in that realm of supernatural existence, it came back down into our natural existence as a redeemable thing. It came into a new existence and it got into her body. It began to change things that was happening with her. That's an example of God doing that. So that's how we do it. We take things before the Lord in faith. He begins to move upon that in faith. And he brings it back down into our existence. And that's where miracles happen. That's when things begin to move. That's when things begin to change. Okay? Behold, all things are new. Sometimes the best move you can make is to keep moving forward. In faith, believing. Move. It's about moving forward. You got to move. Move. Keep moving. Okay? Don't stay where you're at. Stay moving in faith, okay? And our reference point is what? To me, you don't hear about the cross that much. One of our reference points for that kind of faith is the cross. What Jesus did on that cross for us. All the work that he did there for us. Bring it there, leave it there. Leave it at the feet of Jesus. Can you do that? I have to constantly challenge myself to do that. Take it to the cross, leave it there, and let God. And let go. I want to encourage you this morning to do that. You must do this in order to succeed in your walk with the Lord. He said, my burden is light, much lighter than yours. So give it to me. Taking up your cross is taking up a lighter burden. Because he said, take up my cross, because my burden is light. He'll take your burden. Okay? I saw something on the internet that showed Jesus, an image of Jesus, with a man standing by a road. His head was down. He's all dejected. And it was like he was waiting on something. And there was all this luggage. So it showed the next thing, showed Jesus with all his luggage. He had all of his luggage with him. And he says to him, come on, let's go. Come on, let's go. We got this. We'll unpack some of this later, but let's go. Let's do the journey. Let's keep going. Let's keep going. That really ministered to me. Like, that's Jesus. We think, well, we got to keep unpacking our stuff before we can get anything done. And, you know, I've got so much stuff. No. He says, come on, let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's keep moving. Okay? Hard or big? Is there anything too impossible with our God? No. Nothing is too big or impossible with God. The only answer you should have to that is no, not ever. And then Colin said, let's put something right here and say, he's never failed me yet. No, he's never going to fail you, period. So our attitude should be no, not ever. Goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Amen. Okay, say that and mean that. It's going to happen. If you say that, you're going to believe that. God's going to answer that. He's going to go through that realm of supernatural back into the existence of your life and begin to manifest things. It's incredible. I don't care what's going on, pandemic, earthquake, whatever. God's going to manifest itself in your circumstance. He's going to do it. All the days of my life, he says, and as you walk out this life's journey, remember this. The Lord is not grading us on a school card as children. It's not an ABC F you failed relationship. Okay? You failed, that's it, you blew it, go in the corner, stay there till I tell you to come out. That's not the relationship Jesus has with us, not with me. He's like, okay, got that. Let's take care of that. Let's go. Let's move. Let's keep moving, Rory. Let's keep going. He's trying to guide you through this life, each of us. It's a journey by his Holy Spirit and his word. But you and I have an intimate relationship with the Lord. If you have an intimate relationship with the Lord in his word, that's how you get that. That's how you know him. He knows his voice. You know his voice. He knows you. And you begin to respond to that in the spirit, right? It's a journey. His Holy Spirit is with you by having an intimate relationship with the Lord. So we can continue to move forward toward the mark and high calling he has set for each of our lives. Amen. And practice this. Always be quick to do three things. Be quick to repent, to believe, and to forgive. Be quick about it. The mindset, it's a lifestyle. I haven't got time to be offended. Got too much to do. Offense comes, it's like a cancer. It's like anything that evades the body that tries to destroy. Because that's what it wants to do. Offense. 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 That's one of the enemy's greatest tactics is offense. Simply do these three things. Be quick to repent, forgive, and believe. Okay? You have to believe. You have to repent because we've all fallen short of the glory of God daily. But in your heart, in your mind, just be quick to repent. Lord, I repent of that, okay? Let's move forward. I've already repented, and I believe, and I forgive. And let's include something else here. The Lord just spoke to me. Forget? Oh, I forgive you. I don't know about forgetting. I don't forget easily. Ask God to help you with that. Let it go. Forgive, forget. Go on. So that when you pray, when you need things to happen and manifest in your life, that you're able to take, he takes your prayers up through the heavenly realm and brings them back down into a whole new circumstance and a whole new existence, a whole new change. We've seen that over and over and over in our ministry because we face a lot of giants and chase a lot of rabbits. And sometimes the Lord says, what are you chasing that rabbit for? He said, get up, forget that. I don't need you focused right here. Here, 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 here. I want you over here. I want you over here. I need you here. I said, but Lord, look what's going on around me. It doesn't matter. I didn't call you to talk to me about that. I said, come on, let's go. Speak to it and watch it move. And if it don't, stay there until I say different. What does he say? He said, pray until, stand until, keep standing, and watch it, then it moves. Okay? So I just want to encourage you this morning with this. These are the truths that God told me about, that if you practice them, believe them, and continue to renew your mind with God's word, with redeemable thoughts. Is your thought life redeemable? Is it renewed? Is it restoring? Is it restoration? Is it restorative? My thinking must not be like the world. It is that yes and yea, amen, things can be renewed, restored, and replenished. Renew, restore, and replenish. Because that's what Jesus is. That's what he does. He's life. He's the bread of life. He is the Lord. He is life. And he says, speak life. Even though there's death all around, even though there's negativity everywhere, you speak life. No matter what, speak life. You know, when Colin, when you were, we were down there speaking life. Yeah, it has no distance in the spirit. Not at all. Yeah, I hear that. And so speak life, speak life, speak life, speak life. And we have to do that where we are more than anything, because there's so much in the culture down there that is still holding fast to the ancient ways. They're an ancient people. But what we have seen, how God renews and restores a people, any people, when they get a hold of his word and receive it in their heart and believe in their heart and begin to act on it in faith, begin to see incredible things happen in the natural, because the supernatural is changing it. Amen. Well, I know Flora didn't know that if I was going to ask her to come up here or not, but I have to do what the Lord tells me to do. And I said, okay, I would like for her to come up, if you would, Flora, come on, come up here. Because I'm only half of anything without her, so this ministry, our life, everything that God has done in our ministry, and I just want her to give an encouraging word, and whatever the Lord wants you to say, and then we'll hand it over to Colin, okay?
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, we can move forward. We must continue to move forward. I remember one day I had an experience with the Lord and with the scripture that says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. That's my favorite scripture in the morning. But that day I was so tired. I didn't want to get up. I repeated three times, but the third time that I repeated the scripture, I heard the Holy Spirit telling me, how can I follow you if you're not moving, if you're not going? You have to move. So how do we move forward? We must renew our mind. That's one thing that we do daily, because this is everywhere. And when you live in a small village, you hear every day that this is what happened, this is what happened. And here, of course, you know, it's a big world. But we have it in our hand to see and to read what's going on. It's like daily, 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 daily. It's like your mind is just, it's flooded with things that are very negative. So what do? We move forward. That our God is with us, and he is the one that says, I will guide you. I will guide you to all truth. And so I encourage you this morning that to continue to pray, because I see this place full. I see it. I don't just see chairs. I see people sitting, and this place is full. Amen. Yes. Oh, yes. Do you believe it? If you believe it, say yes and amen. Yes, because we still have a lot of people that need to hear about Jesus. I'm going to encourage you with this. After the churches were open in the city, most of the cities in Mexico was totally closed. It's like, by law, you have to close it. You're not going to open it. If you open it, you're going to pay a fine, you know. So anyway, this little pastor, we went to visit her. And after everything was open in that city, she says, you know, most of the members of this church went to a small groups in at homes with different people that opened their homes to have small sales. And right now I lost everybody. And I said, no, you didn't. And I said, you didn't lose anybody. Just watch. So anyway, 3 weeks later, of course, we went to visit her to encourage her. 3 weeks later, we went back and we had a meeting. And guess what? They had to bring more chairs. People from all over the barrios came to the church. And then again, they opened the church for another activity and the church was full again. So this is stories that we are telling you that it's truth. You just have to believe, you have to believe and have to believe. There are people with the like-minded that they want to worship with you. They want to come together. Okay? So I encourage you with that. Lord Jesus, I thank you. I thank you for your family. I thank you, Father God, that we are one with you, Jesus. I'm asking you, Father God, for the hunger. A hunger, Father God, to see your Holy Spirit, to hear your voice, Lord Jesus, to give us, Father God, direct direction, Lord Jesus. I'm asking you, Father God, that the revelation of your word, that people will start having dreams in this church, dreams of people, Father God, that all of us someday will see it in different places and they will invite them to come to this church. In Jesus' name, I release, Father God, dreams. People will start dreaming, Father God, and to see places and to pray for these people. Father God, they are seeing the pictures that they see in their mind. I ask you this in Jesus' name. Amen. May the Lord bless you.